Hello, DriveCast listeners. Hey, congratulations, you made it to Friday. So, well, just take a few more deep breaths and the weekend is almost here. This is Pastor Jeff, one of the pastors at the Lewis Center campus, and I want to share a few thoughts with you this day from the Old Testament book of Isaiah. And one of my favorite verses in the Old Testament is Isaiah chapter 30. Verse 15, I want to read them to you. So as you're driving, kind of let these words just wash over you this morning. Isaiah 30:15 says, "For thus the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, in repentance and rest you shall be saved, and in quietness and trust is your strength." You know, in these words is the heart of Isaiah's message. The prophet is calling the people of Israel to seek security in God as opposed to seeking security in foreign alliances. And in this case, it was namely Egypt, who could help them militarily to fend off the brutal Assyrians who were at Israel's doorstep to take them into captivity. And most of you know that it doesn't end well for Israel. I mean, Syria dominates them. They end up taking them into captivity, despite God's warning through Isaiah. So relying on political maneuvering backfired, and seeking security from Egypt rather than from the God who had delivered them time and time again throughout their history as his people. You know, looking back, it's easy to criticize them. I mean, how could Israel do such a thing, to turn their back on God by mobilizing other resources in the face of chaos and adversity? And yet, you know, no sooner than these words come out of my mouth can I hear it in my own life. I mean, how many times have I panicked in the face of adversity and go to mobilize resources other than going to God first? You know, I don't know about you, but I can lock into problem-solving mode. I mean, see a problem, fix a problem. And when Assyria comes knocking at my door, the first thing that I do is determine what resources are available to me. You know, if some aren't, how can I acquire them? I mean, how soon can I find an Egypt to turn to, just like Israel did? And that's where Isaiah the prophet's message resonates with me. Thus says the God of Israel, in repentance and rest you shall be saved, and in quietness and trust is your strength. And what this verse tells me is the antidote to panic is trust. And we Christians, we need not panic when adversity comes our way. I mean, our flesh instantly wants to run to the bank. It wants to borrow from the bank or borrow from family or buy our way out of this or out of that and find out later that the problem is still there and, you know, we're deeper in debt or whatever. And yet waiting in the wings is God who wants to show us patience and mercy and probably wonders why we didn't hit pause and bring the issue to him through prayer before we leap into problem-solving mode. And while let me just say on record that I've made huge messes of my life, costly mistakes, by allowing panic to shape my behavior as opposed to turning to God first. And you know, maybe you're like me and you're dealing with something in your life today and like Assyria, it wants to take you captive. Maybe it's some kind of a family issue or a work problem. It could be health related or financial. Let me just say to you, loved one, before you make that call, before you take out a loan, or before you run from your work situation, sometimes it's as easy as saying, Holy God, your word says, Isaiah 30:15, in repentance and rest, I will be saved. And in quietness and trust is my strength. God, help me to remember today that you're my first resource to turn to, no matter what comes my way. And when I turn to you first, you are honored and you are happy to hear my requests. So let's take a few seconds and allow you the opportunity to pray as well. So friends, I encourage you to commit Isaiah 30:15 to memory. So when the Assyrians of life come, you'll automatically go to God first before making decisions that you're going to regret in the long run. This is Pastor Jeff wishing you a happy weekend. Thanks for spending part of your Friday with us, and hope to see you back for Monday's DriveCast. God bless, guys.